Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes, sir. Stay down.
Oh, this is a great day. After all these years, you finally have him.
It is truly an honor to meet you, Centurion.
We have to address the new information you're giving us, Sergeant. You must accept this is a very different account of what happened.
No, I don't accept that. I have always told the truth. The facts of what happened. Just maybe not the reasons behind those facts.
You mean your beliefs? You said in your original report back in July that you believed Major Tanner had somehow come to Tolmore with, I quote, an agenda against the island.
And he had, evidently. It's just I couldn't tell anyone and I couldn't say what that agenda was.
Why not?
Because I didn't believe it myself. I just couldn't believe it was true, you know? All this talk of...
the devil?
I know what you're thinking. I know, because that is exactly what I thought at the time. When I found the Ward family, when I questioned the suspect, when Father McKenna told me about his dreams and gave me the book, it's like Kai said, no one would believe it. So what was the point of putting it in my report?
Why tell us now, then?
I've spent many weeks, months, thinking about it all, going over and over what happened, and there is simply no other explanation. There were forces at work.
Supernatural forces.
Dark forces. Something terrible happened on that island last Easter. And whatever it was, it wasn't of this world.
Wait, I need to walk for a bit. All right. You okay?
Yeah. Just glad we were out of the mountains. It's hard.
It was. You're a lot fitter than me. Too much city living.
You're not bad for...
For a what?
Well, someone with more years.
Thanks very much. Oh, I could do with some water.
Yes.
If we see a stream or something.
Yes.
Are you all right with that? The spear, do you want me to take it?
Maybe.
Here.
Thanks.
Do you want to talk some more? You know about everything.
If you like.
Yeah. It's all happened so quickly. I mean, it seems to me now that this man, Kai, it's like he took you to the cave to... Well, I believe he was actually trying to protect you.
Yes. And that is what I think too.
Yeah? So that means he didn't...
Kill my family.
No.
No. It wasn't him. I know that. It took me time. He is hard to see. But if you say the truth about the soldiers, if they were bad, then...
I can't be sure, Twig. To be honest, I can't be sure of anything anymore. I mean, look at this place. It's taken a real beating. All those fallen trees in the forest. That storm has devastated the island.
I thought a lot in the cave last night and today, lying in the dark. And my ma always said Talmud was evil and we should leave.
So why didn't you?
My gran. She would never go. Always been here. Hated leaving the bar. She said it was not the island that was bad, and it was our family duty to protect it.
From what?
All. Evil. She said there were spirits. Our job was to see them off. She said the land doesn't belong to us, but we belong to the land, and one day a greater evil would come. And then Kai tells you, all of us, the same thing, and we all ignore him.
Well, he wasn't very clear, Twig.
He knows more than any of us. He told me last night he's been hunting this thing for years. He tracked it here, saw the signs, the sick animals, the dead fish on the shore, in the nets. We did not see what was staring us in the face. He came to warn us. Now he's dead.
You don't know that.
He's gone. It is the evil. It killed him.
I'm so sorry, Twig, for everything that's happened to you.
I wish I just wish I could see them all again. Just once. Say goodbye.
I know. I'm so sorry, love. Come here.
As I held her, I could feel her bones through her clothes. She was so skinny. I remembered how she'd not let anyone touch her on that first night. I don't think she'd been held for so long.
We need to go.
You're sure we can take a minute?
No, we must.
Okay, then, let's just... What? What is it?
You hear?
No, what?
They're coming.
Shit, get off the road. Down there, quickly, quickly. Wait. The other one won't be far behind. Just hang on a sec.
slow?
I don't know. Come on. They'll be back in Dori in an hour. We have to hurry.
That wood. There is a path that goes back to the village. It is quicker than the road.
That's exactly what we need. Local knowledge.
No, it is Kai's way.
Then it's probably the best way.
After that, we moved as quickly as we could. We had to get back to Dori and raise the alarm. I still had no idea what was going on, but I knew Tanner and his soldiers were dangerous. We made good progress, and I remember, now the storm had passed, that Tol Mor seemed so different. Like a whole new island. It was so strange. You could see the horizon for the first time in days.
The sky. It's full of birds. See?
Yes.
We came across some stray sheep on a hill, just standing there, watching us. And the light, even in the late afternoon, it was so intense. As we moved across the moor, there were these extraordinary colours, deep greens in the trees, dark purple in the heather, and in the distance, the electric blue of the sea. It was beautiful, in its own savage way. It gave us something, you know? Hope, I suppose. And hope can be a powerful thing. It took us a good few hours, and the last miles had been in the dark, but when we finally turned into the harbour valley, well, we couldn't believe what we saw.
A hewn in grass.
Look at it all.
The whole village had been torn apart by the storm. Debris lay everywhere across the streets. Many of the houses had had their roofs lifted clean off. Windows were smashed, cars turned upside down and flung across the road. There must have been a gas explosion or something, as a couple of the houses had burned to the ground, completely destroyed. It looked like a war zone.
Here, this way.
Where are you going? Hey, Twig!
I followed her a few hundred yards to this old cottage at the edge of the village. It was just behind the main road.
My uncle live here.
Your uncle? Wait. We have to be careful who we talk to.
It's all right. He died.
Oh. It's all boarded up.
My family did not want it. Never come here.
Hey!
Give me the spear.
It
is safe. I will open the door.
Oh, bloody hell. You're not as frail as you look, are you?
Come in.
Okay. Good. This is good.
Inside, it was pretty much still intact. The thick walls had held fast and the roof had survived too. It was about as safe as we could have hoped for.
Look, it's best if we settle down for the night. Try and get some rest and move again at first light.
All right.
Is there a bedroom?
Yes, at the back.
Right, well, you should get some sleep.
What do you do?
I'm going to head out, see where everyone is. They can't be far.
But the soldiers?
They won't come here. Besides, that shortcut has bought us some time. They'll still be thinking we're out there on the road somewhere, if they're thinking about us at all.
I'm scared.
I know, love. But I won't be gone long, I promise. Remember what Kai said. You're stronger than any of us. And just take care of that spear, okay? Put it somewhere safe.
Yes.
She looked so strange standing there with her wild hair, holding the spear like some pagan warrior. I went off to try and find all the islanders. It didn't take me long. Just down the road, there were car headlights all around the church. Everyone had gathered to hear Major Tanner. He was standing on the porch steps. I hung back, making sure no one could see me.
Whatsoever to report to Captain Morris here after this meeting. The rest of my troops are on hand to help those with nowhere to sleep. We've set up a dormitory in the schoolhouse. My men will make a detailed inspection of the village over the next few hours and report back to me tonight. After that, I will come up with a plan of action for tomorrow. But for tonight, when the storm has died down, I urge those of you who can to return to your houses and rest until the morning.
What about the killer?
Yes, what happened out there?
Did you get the bastard?
Please! I can confirm that earlier this afternoon, we located and neutralized the threat. After a short pursuit and an intense firefight in the forest to the northwest of the island, the fugitive was eliminated.
You killed her?
He gave us no alternative.
What about Beth Ward?
Did you find her?
Unfortunately, we have not yet recovered the girl.
What happened?
I'm sorry to have to tell you that this fugitive didn't act alone. He was aided by someone here on the island. This person has since taken Beth Ward, but I promise you we will find her.
No!
That can't be right.
No way.
It was the police sergeant, Jacqueline O'Hara. It seems she has been in league with this man for some time.
No way.
They planned to kidnap the girl together.
The sergeant? You're kidding?
When we tried to arrest this man, she helped him escape. That's why we couldn't take him alive.
That's crazy.
It can't be true.
I realize this is hard for you to believe. That you have been betrayed by the policewoman, but please, listen. One of my men saw her. We have her on camera, helping the fugitive. I am sorry, I truly am, but we must now treat the sergeant as a suspect. I urge you all, if she tries to make contact with any of you, you must inform us immediately. You must understand that this woman is armed and extremely dangerous. Please, now, stay in your homes tonight. I'll have to enforce a curfew so no one should wander the streets. My troops will guard Dory and maintain a vigil so that you are safe. We will all meet again, first light in the church.
My heart was racing. I couldn't believe it. As the islanders turned and started to head home, I backed away into the shadows. They looked completely stunned by the Major's news. I wanted to run out in front of them, tell them, of course I didn't do it, for God's sake. I was furious. With a single lie, Tanner had cut me off from everyone.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why would she do it?
You should know Ewan. She always headed in for your family.
It's the bastard, the foreigner, you know. He must have made her.
You heard the Major?
Come on, let's get a fucking drink.
Then I saw Alan Forbes and his wife in the crowd. As they walked past, I heard Karen say something and Alan's face turned white. He looked sick. I realised it was no good trying to reason with him. Not there, in front of everyone. They would have lynched me. Besides, I had to get back to Twig.
But you have to tell them the truth. It is all lies. How does he say that?
He's got them all believing him, handing out food and shelter down there like some UN hero.
No, I can tell them. I can go there and show everyone I am all right. Show them Kai protected me.
Twig.
Come now.
No, Twig, we can't. Tanner's played us, backed us into a corner. They believe every word he says.
But we must do something. It is not right.
I know. I have to think.
What about Mr. Forbes?
What do you mean?
Go to him and Nurse Karen. They will believe us.
I'm not so sure.
Yes, they will believe when they see me safe.
There's too many soldiers out there at the moment. If they see us, we don't have a chance. Let's just try and get some rest now. I just need to think, okay?
Okay.
Surely she was right, wasn't she? About the islanders.
Twig? No, I'd seen what they were capable of. My first priority was to protect the girl, and the second was to get us both off the island.
But if the islanders had seen her alive, they would have known Tanner was lying to them, wouldn't they?
I saw their faces. I saw what they wanted to do to Kai. And me. They had made their minds up. The words of a traumatised 15-year-old would never have changed that.
What else happened that night?
We didn't talk much. We found some tinned fruit and ate that. And there were some old clothes in the drawers. They were dry and I knew I had to get rid of my uniform. It stood out too much. Eventually, a few hours later, Twig finally got some sleep while I just lay there. There was this... I mean, I'd never felt so... I don't know. So bloody useless. Just after daybreak, Tanner's troops went from house to house. They didn't bother with our old boarded-up cottage, so I waited a while. And then, as they turned back to the village, I grabbed an old hat and coat and followed them. I crept in at the back of the church, my collar up, the hat pulled down low. They were all so distracted, no one noticed. As soon as the music started, I moved into the corner, out of sight behind the font. After a few minutes, I saw Major Tanner pushing a wheelchair forward. In it sat a bent, frail figure. It was all hunched over, so I didn't get to see the face. Until they got to the pulpit and he looked up to address the congregation. I remember for a moment I couldn't breathe.
Oh, my dear friends, you must excuse me. I am feeling my age today.
He looked so weak and pale, but it was Father McKenna. Living, breathing again, right there in front of us.
This week, our faith has been truly tested. Wake up together to mourn our lost loved ones. Yet, even in the darkest of times, we must never lose sight of our Lord. He who was cast out. Rejected by his own. This Easter, truly, we share his pain. So, I ask you all now to offer up your souls to your Lord, the bringer of light. Kneel now for his blessing.
At that point, McKenna raised his left hand.
Morzad hangin salam venit. Gratis agite quia non comnes liberos de balabet. Amen.
Amen.
The old priest fell forward, grasping his chest. Tanner was by his side immediately, whispering something. Then he clicked his fingers at a nearby soldier who rushed up and started to wheel the old man away.
Thank you, Father. As you can see, everyone, Father McKenna is not well. He sustained injuries when the chapel house was hit by the storm. However, he insisted on praying with you all, and rest assured, we will look after him and see he makes a full recovery. Now, I don't want to take up too much precious time this morning. There is much to be done. In the light of all that has happened and the damage the village has sustained, I have taken the decision to evacuate Tolmoor. This is a necessary precautionary procedure. I have already sent out vehicles to round up those who couldn't make it in this morning. A few of us will stay on to ensure the safe recovery of Elizabeth Ward. The weather has been kind to us. We must take this opportunity before it closes in again. Please don't delay. Go home, get your loved ones together, tell those who are not here to meet us outside by the helicopter as soon as you can.
I waited until everyone had gone. I had to see McKenna up close to make sure it was really him. Once the church had cleared, I made my way to the vestry. Through the door, I could see Tanner kneeling beside the old man's wheelchair. He was holding a flask to his mouth.
Here, please, take some more. Please, my lord.
No.
You will feel stronger, I promise. You just need to rest.
Silence. No time. This body, it's useless. Why give me this decrepit Christian carcass?
The centurion burnt the sacrifices, my lord. They were unusable.
The ceremony was late. I was held in the void.
He attacked us, my lord. He prevented me from...
No excuses! Has he talked?
Not yet, my lord.
Take me to him.
Yes, my lord.
Close up, he looked terrible. His skin was all flaking, his eyes bloodshot, and he could hardly move. But it wasn't a trick or anything. He was definitely alive. I couldn't understand why Tanner was being so deferential to the old man. It was like McKenna was in charge. I mean, the Major called him my lord.
You sure you didn't hear father as in Father McKenna?
I know what I heard, sir.
If you were so certain about what you had seen and heard, I don't understand why you didn't inform anyone.
Well, I was scared. I'd seen a man hanging by his neck, and then he had somehow come back to life and was barking orders at soldiers.
Tell me, Sergeant, you were admitted to hospital in early January 2016, were you not?
I'm sorry?
And again in October 2016, following two psychotic episodes attributed to post-traumatic stress disorder.
What?
But there's really no shame in it, Sergeant, no shame at all.
It had nothing to do with my work.
We know what happened to your son.
It's a terrible thing to have to endure the loss of a child.
What? What has that to do with any of this?
It's just... You took up your position as the island's liaison officer only a few weeks after that last hospital admission.
So what? I was discharged.
Were you still under treatment at this time? Were you taking medication?
No, you have to understand, sir, that I
am trying to, Sergeant. I really am. But you must understand what you're telling us is impossible at best. That Father McKenna killed himself, for which we have no evidence or eyewitnesses other than yourself. And then somehow, what? Was raised from the dead.
I know it sounds insane. Believe me. I've been over it 1,000 times, but I can only tell you what I saw. And I saw a man die. I cut down his dead body with my own hands. Then I saw him alive again, living and breathing.
Very well. So, what did you do then?
I followed them down the passage to the chapel house. There were soldiers around, so I had to stay back. But as soon as Tanner opened the door, I heard moaning coming from inside. And then cries.
What sort of cries?
Screams of pain. I could see McKenna in the wheelchair. And in front of him, on the floor, was just a big pool of blood. And in the centre was Kai, on his knees. His back ripped apart, his whole body shaking in agony.
Enough.
Kai had this terrible look in his eyes. It was sheer, burning defiance.
El Shabur. Kentrunata vole misalaktof. The flesh is weak, but the mind is strong, You must instruct this young soldier. Tell him where he's going wrong. Pain was your profession after all. So, Roman, where is it? Tell me where it is, and this will all be over. Very well. Continue.
My lord, I'm not sure he can take much more. He's lost so much blood. I mean, if you want him to live.
Oh, don't worry, soldier. You couldn't kill him if you tried. Look, see how the skin heals even as we speak.
How is that possible?
It's his curse. He is damned to walk this earth for all time. God's own watchdog, prowling the world, waiting and waiting for me. Well, I'm here now, dog. I am here, and you have failed. Where is it? Where is your spear?
Get on with it, Corporal.
Please.
Stop.
Yes.
Please.
What is it?
Please. Harder. Do it. Harder.
My lord, perhaps he's destroyed it.
Impossible. No, it is somewhere on this island. Soldier, give me your knife.
My lord.
Here. Where is it? Where is the spear, the one you used to finish off the Nazarene? I must have it.
With pleasure, I shall thrust it into you, Lucifer, and the Christ's blood will boil away your insides.
Your loyalty to the Jew is so nostalgic. But the girl did her job well. Don't you see? She was my trap, my little trick, used to distract you, and you just couldn't resist, could you? You have thwarted me so many times, but I knew I could count on your pathetic dog sense of fidelity. Oh, and how you made me proud. Gave the Major here enough time to complete the ceremony.
I don't believe you.
Twig. My little joke. You see, Twig, a little branch offered out to a floundering adversary. And all the while you asked yourself why she was spared. All I had to do was dangle her out there and let you grab her with both hands. Well, my old friend, she was spared to catch a thief. For that is all you are, Roman. Nothing but a lowly thief. You who have stolen so much from me. So much time.
You must rest, my lord.
I could see McKenna shaking. There was blood seeping from his eyes.
This corpse is falling apart. It won't hold. I need more souls.
It is in hand, my lord. We will get you more very soon. Quickly, take him through.
Fresh souls.
When they had all left, I ran to Kai. I tried to get him out of the chains, but he was held fast.
Kai!
What? Leave me. Just go.
I can't. Come on. We can get you out of here.
You'll never break these chains. Is the girl safe?
Yes.
You must both get off this island. He only has till sunrise tomorrow. I don't know what he's planning, but you must take the girl and leave.
Tanner's evacuating Tolmore.
What? When?
Now. Now the storm's passed. He's taking everyone on the Chinook back to the mainland.
No. No. You must stop them.
I can't.
Don't let them get on that helicopter. Go.
I can't leave you like this.
You must. You have to go. Go now.
Outside, down by the harbour, people had started to gather. They looked like refugees shuffling along, shepherded by Tanner's troops towards the Chinook. The whole island was there. I even saw Frank Guthrie and his wife, Sarah.
I'm going as fast as I can. Can't you see that woman?
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Please get on board. Thank you. Those are children and the elderly to the front.
I had no idea how to stop them. Then I saw Alan and Karen Forbes in the line. I waited behind a car until they passed.
Alan!
Alan!
Alan,
what the hell did you do?
Listen, Alan.
What happened?
Tanner's
telling
everyone. It's not true, Alan. He's lying. Listen, don't get on that helicopter.
Please,
just listen to me, will you? Tanner and McKenna.
Jackie,
we must stop everyone getting on. You have to tell Karen, please. Don't take your child onto that helicopter.
Get away,
Karen,
from her.
Just, it's...
She's dangerous.
Karen, please.
It's all right, love. Just
for God's
going.
Sake, Alan, I'm begging you. It's not safe.
What's she saying?
Please, both of you. You have to believe me. You can't get on the helicopter.
Alan?
Look, here. Take him. I'll be with you in a minute. Do not tell anyone. Come on, Jackie. Look, I told Karen. Okay, she knows.
About what?
What do you think? About us?
Oh, for Christ's sake, Alan. Are you fucking mad?
I have to. She's my wife.
What? I don't give a shit about all that. This is about your lives, Alan. Your family's lives. Don't get on that helicopter, do you hear?
Why not?
It's Tanner and his troops. None of what he said is true. I think... I know they're not. I mean, I'm... They are not on our side.
What does that mean? What does it mean on our side?
Look, it doesn't make sense, but I think they're going to take you all somewhere. Tanner's not who he says he is. He's working with McKenna. I heard them.
What the fuck, Jackie? Father McKenna?
I know, but you have to trust me. They're going to use you all for something. Kidnap you. I mean it.
Well, who told you this?
Kai told me.
But he's dead.
He's not. That's just one of their lies. He saved Twig, protected her. Now they're holding him in the church. They're torturing him.
Jackie, for God's sake, can you hear yourself?
Alan, you have to believe
me. No, Jackie. That bastard murderer got you all this shite.
Please, Alan, don't trust McKenna. You have
I'm taking my family off of this island. There's nothing left for us here now. We have to let the Major and his troops do their jobs.
Jesus Christ, Alan, no!
You said it yourself, Jackie. You were out of your depth from the start. Now leave it to the army.
But they're not the army, Alan. Kai is alive. And he told me. He told me this would happen. He knew Tanner and his soldiers would come. He knew the storm would stop. He knows everything.
You're fucking crazy. I can't believe anything you say anymore.
Oh, I know, but...
I've got to go. You should come with us. Get off this island.
I can't.
Might be your only chance, Jackie. Can explain yourself.
No, Alan, wait.
But he was gone. I backed away. There was nothing I could do. There were too many soldiers. It was hopeless. I could only stand there and watch.
Clear.
Inside the helicopter, I could see the islanders taking their seats.
We should have told someone she was there.
No.
Why not? She's dangerous.
I don't know. It must have been a mistake.
Let's get going now.
In your dreams, Brodsky, they're finally deporting you back to Poland, pal!
I'm just glad we're going.
We'll be all right, Karen.
You think?
Yeah, we will. A new start.
That's what you want?
Yeah, it is.
Okay then, love. Right. A new start.
It was then I noticed Father McKenna. Tanner had wheeled him out of the church to watch the Chinook as it rose high into the air. slowly began to bank, turning its huge bulk to the sea and the mainland. Then McKenna raised his left hand and he closed his eyes, mouthing some silent prayer, like he was blessing it or something. And as he did so, everything changed.
It's on fire!
The engine's on fire! It's okay, love. We're gonna be okay. It's alright.
The nose of the helicopter swung round towards us. I saw the pilot in the cockpit fighting the controls.
I can't hold her. She's not responding.
I'm sorry to say, the main conductor, but I've got nothing coming through.
Losing altitude. Repeat, losing altitude.
But it was no good. It spanned faster and faster as it just dropped out of the sky. There were no screams from the islanders inside. No cries for help. They were all trapped, sealed tight within that metal coffin as it was sucked under the churning sea. Father McKenna finally opened his eyes. He breathed in deeply. And slowly, very, very slowly, he stood up out of the chair. And I swear, he smiled.
Enjoyed listening to The Harrowing, you may also enjoy Who Exploded Vivian Stone, a horror comedy podcast series from Storyglass.
Okay, we're going to go for a wet one straight out the barrel on scene 27A, please. All depths clear.
All depths clear.
Focus.
Go green. Can we get the board in?
Roll camera.
Turn over.
Speed.
Ready.
Ready.
Ready on set.
Ready.
Have I got time for a quick fag?
No.
Lothbury's Toddler, 27A, take one.
Action.
1973, Buckinghamshire, England. At Forsyth Studios, a film shoot is in progress, but there's something very wrong.
We've all heard the rumours.
The rumours that the movie's cursed.
Why do you think we're here?
In a production riven with jealousy.
A new actress? How young is she? How tall? You know, contractually, she cannot be taller than me.
I remember.
And I'm including stilts here, Wallace. I've been stung before, and that circus freak never walked again.
Animal passion.
He can't keep sleeping in our bed, Mick. We haven't had relations in weeks. I sacrificed my career for you. We both know with these arms I could have gone Olympic. But I married you, Mick, not the shot putt.
A blatant favouritism.
That chimpanzee is your co-star, madam, and the only Oscar winner on set.
There's just one question.
Christ alive, that doesn't look right.
Her skin? You'll never tell. Wendy, for God's sake, her skin!
What's that bubbling?
The curse! You'll
never... Another audience in the palm of her hand.
Who Exploded Vivian Stone? A new scripted series written and performed by Kill the Beast and produced by Storyglass. Subscribe for free now on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlton Heston to the set of Four Pities Snake, please. That's Mr. Heston and the snake to Four Pities Snake.